This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been telling you about the Long Island Railroad Service issues resulting from the full rollout of Grand Central Madison. But commuters are not the only ones suffering from the changes, apparently. So are businesses on Long Island. And joining us now on Newsline is Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joseph Saladino and Russ Lundstrom, the owner of two local businesses in Oyster Bay. Gentlemen, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thank you for joining us for a few minutes this morning. Russ, we'll start with you. How have the schedule changes had an impact on you?
It's crazy. You know, the state's going to raise our taxes at a time we're facing record inflation. Our cost of goods is going up and they're cutting back services. If as a business, if I serve smaller portions and start charging people more, they'd leave. And unfortunately, that's what's going to happen to New York State. People are going to close their businesses and they're going to leave unless they stop raising these taxes. The MTA tax is tremendously harmful.
But in terms of the changes, the schedule changes, how is that specifically impacting you?
Oh, I have staff that takes the train to work. I have customers that take the train here. And also, it's already underserviced. They already had a hard time getting here, and now they're making it almost impossible.
So you're seeing fewer trains coming to Oyster Bay?
Correct, yes.
Town Supervisor Saladino, is this the general feeling that you're getting from residents in the town?
Yes, people are very frustrated. They're waiting. There are less trains. There's tremendous overcrowding at a time when they're being forced to pay more through the increase in the MTA payroll tax. This is not fair. This is not democracy. So first of all, we believe the MTA payroll tax increase is very debilitating to our economy and not fair for our riders and our commuters and quite frankly, everyone, because that's a tax that you have to pay over and over again. Additionally, the service needs so much more improvement.
So is it fair, Town Supervisor Saladino, is it fair to say from what you both are saying and what you're initially saying that your anger is more with the raising in taxes as opposed to the changes in the schedule?
It's all of the above. And I'm not sure anger is the right word. We're all professionals. Russ has done an amazing job with the Oyster Bay Chamber of Commerce, helping businesses across the board. But once again, Long Island's getting shortchanged in this New York State budget. The leaders in Albany are raising the cost of living here again and so in such an unfair way. And in addition to that, we really need to see more service. The Oyster Bay line, for instance, is not electrified. And that's something that we've been calling on for quite some time. We know they're making improvements, but we've got to have more trains. We've got to have better service. And it's the service is very, very lacking.
And so what are the specifics, aside from the one you just mentioned, specific solutions that you are offering? And have you gotten any kind of receptive ear from the state about those solutions?
We're using this opportunity to call for more trains, more cars on the train, a better quality of service, and an end to any talk about an increase to the MTA payroll tax. You can't charge our residents more, hurt our economics, and then provide a lower quality of service.
Russ, as a business owner, did you have some sense prior to Grand Central Madison and the changes that were coming? Did you have some sense of, oh, this could be a problem, or has it caught you by surprise?
No, I was blindsided, whether that's through my own fault or the state's fault for not getting the message out, but I had no idea. All of a sudden, you see your rates go up, and you start hearing complaints from local residents, customers, and staff that they can't use the train because it's not working properly. Not that it ever really did, but now it's worse than ever before.
I was about to ask, you know, prior to this, was your sense from your workers who were arriving at your place that they were okay with the train service, or was there a problem with the train service even before this?
There was a problem. I mean, a lot of my staff comes from Glen Cove, so they didn't have as much a problem. But like customers come from Mineola, they'd always complain that they couldn't get the train back. They take a train there, but that was impossible to get the train back, and they'd have to take an Uber. Or my wife, you know, when she worked in the city, we lived steps from the train station. We used to have to drive to a different line to take the train because there weren't enough trains going to Oyster Bay.
And Town Supervisor Saladino, I'll give you the final word. We got about 30 seconds. Perfect world. And we're talking about a situation that is really right now in terms of the service changes and the schedule. What would you like to see happen in the next couple of days? Understanding that
the whole tax situation is a macro problem.
What would you like to see in the next few days?
I'd like to see all of our residents and all of our commuters contacting the governor saying, put a stop to this MTA payroll tax. They already put the bill for an $11.1 billion project, and they were promised better service with the East Side Access Project. So we need more trains, we need more frequency, we need more cars, more capacity, and of course, please don't insult our communities and hurt the economics of Long Island with another MTA payroll tax. The first one was the wrong thing to do.
Town Supervisor, I'm sorry, we are out of time. Joseph Saladino is the Oyster Bay Town Supervisor, and Russ Lindstrom, an owner of two local businesses in Oyster Bay. Gentlemen, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.